Here's another feature for NPR's Life in Berlin series. I'm Anushka Perlman. The former water reservoir, known as the Wasserturm in Prenzlauer Bay, stands on a small hill where children run and laugh in the sunlight. But I'm standing inside the damp and dark underbelly of the reservoir with Karsten Seifarth. He's the curator of the Singhor Sound Gallery. It's a unique gallery that specializes in sound art.
Everything what we're doing with the artists in sound art is space-specific or situation-specific, so everything is dedicated to the space.
The Singhor Gallery has two installations that are sculpting sound from acoustics of the reservoir. The first, Aeolian Circles, is created by the British artist Max Eastley. Eastley is currently in England, so Seifarth kindly shows me around.
This is a huge space with, I think, 7,000 cubic meters of room or space, and the artist installed a wind harp. And this Aeolian harp is transmitted in a way, amplified into the space here.
This wind-generated harp creates a dense sonic landscape, which is broken by occasional sounds from objects like a woodblock or a foil that shudders against the brick wall.
Because the space is so huge, it has like 18 seconds of hall, reverberation, every little small event becoming a big one. You see sometimes nothing, it's really dark, and you hear all the time, depending on the wind, every day another composition of the nature of the wind.
There's an adjacent smaller reservoir where a second installation is being held. It's called Raumarbeit 2. The artist is German-born Jens Brandt. He's waiting for us, so we hurry on over. His installation is modeled after an 18th century Tellurian, such as a planetary system. In the center is a small machine with a motor and a microphone. It has an arm with a mirror that circles rhythmically.
It's a machine that performs the space, so we have different circles that keep moving, that they keep reinterpreting and redefining the space with its walls, but also with us.
On the outer ring of the reservoir, there is what looks like a cannonball orbiting past on a monorail.
This one moves very close to the arches, and sometimes these arches cause a frequency to feed back. You would say in physical terms, the space falls around the machine.
Worldwide unique. So because this kind of project gallery, like we produced in the last years, 4 to 5 installations in special spaces. I don't know any place in the world who do this.
In spite of this uniqueness, this is unfortunately the last season for the gallery Singhor. It's also the last time they will have sound pieces in the Wasserturm. Funding is getting increasingly difficult, so Seifarth says they will continue, but on a project basis. Visitors can still see these installations until September the 22nd. For NPR Berlin, I'm Anushka Perlman.